Thank you for that introduction. Today I'm going to be discussing a collaborative project between the University of Tennessee and the University of Georgia, looking at off-type grasses as a possible new weed management issue in ultra-dwarf Bermudagrass putting greens. The use of ultra-dwarf Bermudagrass putting greens is increasing in the transition zone, and with everything, the more you use it, the more problems that are going to arise. But before I get into the off-types, it is important to understand the history of ultra-dwarf Bermudagrass putting greens. The first Bermudagrass putting green to be widely used was Tiff Green. It was developed in Tifton, Georgia, and released in 1956. It is a sterile F1 hybrid between the tetraploid Cytodon dactylon and the diploid Cytodon transvalensis. Following Tiff Green, in 1964, Tiff Dwarf was discovered as a somoclonal mutant of Tiff Green. It has a darker color and more tolerant of low mowing heights. On a whole plant level, there's not many differences. However, Tiff Green does have a little slightly higher canopy than Tiff Dwarf. Following Tiff Dwarf, Champion Dwarf was discovered in 1987 as a distinct patch in a Tiff Dwarf Bermudagrass putting green, and the patent was issued in 1997. Following Champion Dwarf, Tiff Eagle was selected in 1990, released in 1997, and it is one of 48 putative mutants of Tiff Way 2. Hannah and Elsner described Tiff Eagle to be derived from Tiff Way 2. However, recent genetic studies show that Tiff Eagle is more closely related to a Tiff Green derived cultivar. Following Tiff Eagle, Mini Verde was a mutant obtained from a line believed to be Tiff Dwarf, and it was first produced as P18 in 1992, and the patent was issued in 2001. On a whole plant level, there are not many differences between these three ultra dwarf cultivars. And looking at a timeline between all the cultivars that were either bred or discovered, from Tiff Green to Tiff Dwarf is a period of 8 years between the two, and when you move to the ultra dwarfs, there's a period of about 20 years. So increased intensity of management, such as low mowing heights, have aided in the selection of these ultra dwarf cultivars. And you can also see the progression on a single stolon level of these five grasses. So moving on to the off-types. An off-type is defined as a grass in contrasting morphology or performance when compared to the surrounding desirable turf grass. In this picture, the desirable turf grass is on the left and the off-type is on the right. We have found darker color off-types as well as lighter color off-types. And these off-types do disrupt the aesthetic uniformity. However, there is also differential responses to management, such as top dressing, plant growth regulators, and mowing. And this could have negative effects on ball roll. So with the background, we formed the hypothesis that sampling of ultra-dwarf Bermudagrass putting greens throughout the Southeast would identify the presence of off-type grasses that exhibit differential morphology from those commercial cultivars. And what the objective was to characterize the morphology of grasses sampled from ultra-dwarf putting greens throughout the Southeast. Sampling began in 2013 on golf courses throughout the Southeast. 15 champion greens were sampled, 4 Tiff Eagle, and 4 Mini Verde. So off-types were found on all three ultra-dwarf cultivars. And multiple off-types were selected from greens, as well as the desirable turf grass, which led to the sampling of 52 selections throughout the Southeast. The sampling was completed in a manner like this, where plugs were taken from the off-type patch right here, as well as the desirable cultivar. These samples were taken to the greenhouse in Knoxville, Tennessee, and quartered and then grown in greenhouse conditions to gain enough stolon and plant material to further plant single stolons in peat based media for testing. These were transplanted on 7 April 2014, maintained with 25 kilograms of nitrogen per week, watered about 1 centimeter a day, 30 degrees average temperature. Run 1 began on June 3rd, and run 2 began on June 25. The morphological measurements were conducted using methods similar to Roche and Locke 2005, where inner node length was measured between the third and fourth nodes. Stolon diameter was measured on that same inner node. Leaf length and leaf width were measured from the outer leaf on that fourth node. The data was subjected to a single factor analysis of variance using ProcGLM and SAS. It's a completely randomized design with sources of variation being the 52 selections, 4 replications, and 3 samples, which as the samples were 3 individual stolons from each replication. The means were separated by Fisher's protected LSD at a 5% significance level. There were run by treatment interactions detected, so that prevented pooling of the data. Looking at the morphological data, there was a lot of variability between runs and selections themselves. But looking at the widest variation was inner node length. Run 1, 20 to 39 millimeters. Run 2, 16 to 35 millimeters. And then leaf length. Run 1, 9 millimeters to 34 millimeters. And run 2, approximately 6 millimeters to 22 millimeters. So moving forward, we wanted to narrow the selections from 52 down to a smaller, more manageable number. In order to do this, we performed correlations on the data, and we found that inner node length was significantly correlated with every other morphological parameter. Therefore, we selected grasses in the top and bottom statistical grouping for inner node length in each run for further testing. And this further testing will include targeting trinucotec ethyl, nitrogen, as well as temperature responses. Just an idea of the type grasses in these groupings, the top grouping here and the bottom grouping. Additional research performed. Flow cytometry was performed in Tifton, Georgia at the UGA Coastal Plain Research and Experiment Station to determine the ploidy level of these 52 selections, using methods similar to Herrschultz et al. In 2011 and Foster et al. In 1999. This is the flow cytometer used as a Partick Cell Analyzer, PAS3. All 52 selections were analyzed. Meristem tissue was harvested from vertical shoots, and Tifway Bermudagrass was included with each unknown sample to distinguish amongst triploid samples. To set this graph up for you and the remaining graphs, on the x-axis is DNA frequency, or the amount of DNA, and on the y-axis is cell frequency. This was the first flow cytometer test performed to confirm the method is working. We have a celebration tetraploid falling higher up on the DNA frequency axis, and a Tifway triploid right there. Another calibration method was to determine Tif Eagle versus Tif Way, and anything falling to the right of this line is a Tif Eagle or Tif Green derived cultivar triploid, or anything to the left of this line is Tif Way. With the unknown selections, Tif Way was included in the same sample. This is an off-type triploid sample, and the formation of 2 peaks determines that the off-type is a triploid derived from the Tif Green family, whereas this peak here is Tifway. And again, in a desirable sample, the desirable triploid is a Tif Green derived cultivar triploid, whereas, and it is distinguished from the triploid Tifway right there. The flow cytometry results, all 52 samples are triploid. The peak suggests the 52 samples belong to the TIF Green family. And molecular marker analysis are needed to confirm these results. And moving forward with this research, it is important to kind of understand perhaps where these off-types come from. And in 1998, Catano and Noles et al. Found that TIF Green and TIF Dwarf are genetically unstable, and off-types, they were subjected DNA amplification fingerprinting, were distinct but genetically similar. He made the conclusion that these off-types are most likely to be somatic mutants because they are genetically similar but still distinct. And another hypothesis from the origin of these off-types are contamination with no-till. Failure of a complete eradication of the previous grasses to these ultra-dwarfs could reoccur in these ultra-dwarf greens, causing contamination and being described as an off-type. So moving forward, the off-types and desirable samples selected from the morphological data will be compared to certified breeder plant material. Molecular markers will be used to confirm diploidy results from the flow cytometry. Cold acclimation and spring greenup differences will be recorded, as well as dose responses to trinexapec ethyl and nitrogen. And with that, I'll entertain any questions.
We have time for questions.
Yes.
Referring to your research is well presented. My question to you is, what is the range in the age of those greens that you sampled in the other states? And there's two kinds of off types, right? There's mutations and there's contaminations. Based on what you showed, on your collection date, before you did any analysis, what was your first instinct by looking at the amount of off types in those greens?
Okay. The first question was the range of age of the greens we sampled. The age ranged from 2 years to, I think, 10 plus years. And my first initial thought of the off types and where they came from, my initial thought was contamination. However, we have no data to support that as of right now. Yes. Number of veins per leaf. We did not measure that, and I did not notice a distinct difference between the off types and the desirables. Yes. Right. The question was the conversion of these greens to ultra dwarf. Was it originally a bent grass or an older Bermuda grass? It's a mix. Some were originally bent grass, while some were originally TIF dwarf or TIF green. And of course, the ones that were bent grass, they're not likely to be a contamination because the previous grass was bent grass. So that could have a the question was, is there a higher instance of off types if the older grass was Bermuda grass? And it's scattered all the way across the board. There is no correlation between what grass was previously there. Yes?
So you're saying it's a multiple year collection of off types in the same spot over time?
The question was, do we think that there should be multiple years sampled? We did not sample multiple years, but that could aid in a bigger umbrella of these off-types. Because these off-types, there's a wide range of the characteristics between them, so that would increase the umbrella of these off-types collected.
All right, that's all the time we have for questions. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.